superheroes. They're usually the stuff of fantasy, but that fantasy becomes real in the form of real-life superheroes.
These men and women have normal jobs in the daytime, but at night they wear costumes and take part in special missions. In today's Wisconsin Life, writer T. Krulos introduces us to Wisconsin superhero culture.
Real-life superhero is someone that adopts their own costume persona in a superhero motif, and they take on a wide range of different missions. Some of them do charity or humanitarian type things, and some of them actually try to fight crime, which is a little bit hair-raising. The first time I read about them was in 2009, and I was like, if there's a local guy here in Milwaukee, I definitely want to meet him. And I found The Watchman, and I set up this late-night meeting with him in a city park. And then I saw him walking through the park in his superhero gear, and I was amazed. I was like, wow, this guy is actually real. He wears a red rubber cowl. He has some red leather gloves. He has a shirt, and he has different shirts depending on the weather. It's kind of a unique Wisconsin concern for superheroes. So he's wearing a thick sweatshirt with his Watchman logo on the chest, and a trench coat and army boots and army pants. And that's his signature Watchman look. Some of them are pretty open about who they are, and some of them are very protective of their identity. And they have a variety of reasons for that. Some of them say they don't want criminals to know their secret identity. And some of them, I think, just are concerned they don't want their coworkers to know that they have this unusual hobby. So real-life superheroes have this term called coming out of the phone booth. And that's when they reveal to other people that they're a real-life superhero, to mixed results. Sometimes it goes well and sometimes it really doesn't. The Watchman's approach compared to other real-life superheroes I've met is pretty mellow and sensible. He does a patrol, but it's more like a costume neighborhood watch type thing, where he's looking to observe and report more than he's trying to swing in and try to beat up bad guys. He also does a lot of things, like he does an annual Christmas charity where he uses his flashy appearance to kind of draw attention to a toy drive. As time went on, I ended up joining him on patrol several times, and a cool thing was I got to see him inspire other people to join him, and soon he wasn't the only guy here in Milwaukee and was rolling with a team of four or five other guys. The name of the local team is the Challengers, and it also includes Blackbird, Crimson Crusader, Charade, Night Vision, and then Electron actually lives in La Crosse. They go out by themselves or with whoever's available, and sometimes when they can coordinate their schedules, which I found is actually just as difficult for real-life superheroes as it is for normal people, when they can coordinate it, they roll as a team, and it's quite a sight, actually, to see all of them walking down the street together.
T. Krulos is the author of Heroes in the Night, Inside the Real-Life Superhero Movement.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode is produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more info at wisconsinlife.org.
Now T. is with us to talk more about real-life superhero culture. T., welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, since first hearing about this real-life superhero culture, you've gone on, you've written a book about them, you've met them. Are they still as fascinating as when you first started out?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I still hear from some of them, and I'm always glad to hear from them and hear what they're up to.
What is it that fascinates you so much about real-life superheroes and has inspired you to meet so many of them?
Well, they're a unique breed of people, that's for sure, and it's a bold choice. And I've always been a superhero comic book fan myself, so I think that was part of the initial fascination for me, was meeting superheroes.
Well, I think everybody wants to meet a superhero. You have this idea of somebody with superpowers from the screen or from comic books. I don't know. What is it like when you meet them and you've got that perception in your mind? How does it square?
Well, they're definitely not like the comic books. They really get tied down with a lot of worldly things. Like, I remember one time I was with the Watchman who I was talking about in that piece, and we couldn't find his car in a parking garage.
Oh, no.
Which was kind of something that happens to all of us, but it was this kind of thing because he was dressed as a superhero.
Well, one of the most important parts of any fictional superhero story is the origin story. What are the origins of a lot of the superheroes you've met? Are there common themes that inspired them to make up a costume and get out and do what they do?
Well, I think it's varied quite a bit from person to person. Some of them do have a specific reason that kind of inspired them, whether that's having some sort of bad thing happen to them. Or some of them, I think, are just bored, and it was an appealing idea. But I think a lot of them, in general, are just kind of sick of turning on the news and you know, seeing all these bad things happening and not having the power to do anything. So it's kind of a self-empowerment thing at times.
How does law enforcement generally look at superheroes who are out there? Not all of them are trying to sort of fight crime or be a presence that way, but does the law enforcement agency, you know, enjoy their participation?
That's varied a little bit too. Sometimes they just kind of get a friendly wave, or even I've seen police officers pose for pictures with these guys, and sometimes they're kind of confronted and told, "Look, we appreciate the help, but we'd rather you leave the crime fighting to us because we're the trained professionals."
What kind of day jobs do real-life superheroes have? The Watchman, for example.
You know, I found out a lot of things about The Watchman, but he never told me what his day job was.
I think that's classified, Rob.
But some of them did share, and I found a really wide range, actually. I mentioned in the book, you know, there's a guy who does it who's a dishwasher. And then there's another guy who had a pretty prominent office job at a Fortune 500 company. So there's a wide variety of people drawn to it, and the one thing that draws them to him is sort of the mythology of this superhero. You know.
Do you think that the people that they come across generally are cheered up by them or inspired by them, or is it just kind of a weird thing? I don't know. How do people react when they meet them?
They react in a lot of different ways. Some people just don't really get it, and they don't understand it, and they think it's weird. And some people kind of go right on, you know, and are really excited about the idea. So I guess it depends on your personal taste and opinion on it.
Is there a favorite comic book superhero for real-life superheroes?
I took kind of a poll. They used to have a forum where they exchanged ideas online, and I took kind of a poll, and number one character mentioned was Batman, for sure.
Well, that kind of makes sense, because he doesn't have any built-in superpowers except for wealth, but otherwise it's all training and gear.
Right, right.
I don't think wealth counts as a superpower. Well, maybe.
Bruce Wayne makes it work.
I want to ask about what it's like being with these guys. Well, you said that, and there are women who do this too, I want to point that out, but you've been on patrol with the Watchmen. You said that one's a little more laid back than some of the other patrols. What's the coolest thing that you've seen a real-life superhero do?
I think, you know, one of the coolest moments for me was just seeing them be able to help out people, and the way they're most effective of doing that is they do things like hand out supplies to homeless people. And, you know, I think it was inspirational to me. You know, people say, well, they don't need a costume to do that, which is true. It's a little bit surreal, but if that's what works for them, you know, more power to them. So I thought it was inspirational to see them devote their time to helping other people out.
Is this an American thing, or have you heard of other countries getting in on the action?
other countries have. And those can be some of my favorites because some of the foreign translations are pretty quirky. So, but yeah, the most of them are Americans, but there's small pockets of them that appear in Italy or Great Britain or Australia and random places.
Well, do you have any examples of good quirky superhero weird translations?
I really liked, there's this Italian superhero named Entomo, and he was a insect themed, and he was very enthusiastic about what he did. But, you know, and he, of course, his English is better than my Italian, but, you know, some of his sayings would just kind of come across as being hard to understand.
One of the ones that caught my attention on, there's a picture of several of them, but there's a guy named Thanatos.
Yeah.
Like he's from Vancouver. Tell us about him.
Thanatos, as I was kind of mentioning a moment ago, he was really kind of an inspiring story to me. He's a 62-year-old Vietnam vet, and he was handing out supplies to homeless people before he was a real-life superhero. And a police officer saw him doing that one day and told him that he was wasting his time because these people had nothing to look forward to except for dying. And when he heard about real-life superheroes, he was a comic book fan and kind of adopted this persona of the Grim Reaper and tried to make death sort of a friendly figure. And you know, he spends a lot of his own money and time gathering supplies and hanging out with homeless people and trying to help them out. And he does it wearing this this kind of creepy costume. But the surprising thing to me was I was really kind of skeptical of it, but when I went up there and met him and walked around the streets, I realized that all of these homeless people knew who he was, and he had become kind of a street legend in Vancouver. And it was kind of a cool thing to see.
T, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was T. Krulos, author of Heroes in the Night, Inside the Real Life Superhero Movement.